Hey, guess what's happening on this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with your friend and host, Oscar Camejo.
Have you ever felt the frustration, I mean the utmost frustration, of struggling to lose weight and reverse type 2 diabetes? I mean, the struggle gets real. Despite all your efforts, despite all the programs you've been on and times that you've started and reset, it just seems like things are not working. If your answer is yes, then you're in the right place, my friend. Because in today's episode, we're going to dive into the power of the one more mindset when it comes to overcoming obstacles and achieving lasting weight loss. Today, we're going to address a common pain point that many of us have experienced. It's that struggle to lose weight, especially when we're dealing with a chronic disease like type 2 diabetes. Believe me, I've been there. I know how disheartening it can be when you've tried countless diets, exercise regimens, and even been on medications, and yet the scale refuses to budge. I mean, you look at that thing and it's saying the same thing or even worse. You even feel and look heavier. Listen, I get it. No body shame here. I used to be 268 pounds, so I know what it's like to struggle with being overweight, being obese, and even dealing with type 2 diabetes. I know it can be uncomfortable sometimes, and you're looking at this mountain, and you're like, man, this is just too tough. It's unconquerable. But I want you to know, here's the thing. I want to share with you a mindset shift that changed everything for me. It's that one more mindset. That's the unwavering determination to not give up, cave in, and quit when things get tough. And let me tell you, I've had times where I felt like giving up and it was too tough, or at least it felt like it was too tough. But I made a big change, and that was in my mentality, and that made all the difference. So in this week's episode, I'm going to share tips to overcome the frustrating roadblocks and self-doubt that come with trying to lose weight and reverse type 2 diabetes. I'm going to share my personal journey of losing over 80 pounds in less than a year and completely getting off medications for almost 2 years now. I'm going to share with you how the one more mindset acts as an antidote to the discouraging mindset of it's too hard, I can't make progress, this is just way too difficult, so I might as well quit. Yeah, we're going to deal with that today. And lastly, I'm going to share with you some practical strategies to cultivate that one more mindset and apply it to your own health journey, my friend. So stick around to hear the rest of today's episode. You don't want to miss it. Let's go. Be sure to visit the website at www.beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com for access to free resources and other information that will help you along your journey. If you would like to submit a question or a comment about the show or to learn more about the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle, you can always email me at hello@beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Welcome to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Oscar Camejo. My goal is to help diabetics make lifestyle changes to reverse type 2 diabetes. And you know what? This episode and this entire podcast is for people who may not even be diabetic. Maybe you're concerned about developing type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes. Maybe you know someone who does have pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes and you want to get them some help. Well, you came to the right place. And I really want to say this. I appreciate all of my followers and people who send in comments and email me or follow me on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook and submit questions. So here's a question I wanted to share, which actually you can say is a catalyst to today's episode. Well, here's a comment that came from Monzi. She asks, are there moments when you feel demotivated? How do you keep yourself going? Well, thanks, Monzi, for your comment. Sure, there are times when I may feel like I'm just not motivated to either exercise or eat something healthy for that day or whatever may be going on. I may be tired, exhausted, or just stuff could be going on, you know, life. But it's not always that way. That's not my mentality the majority of the time. Yeah, when I first started my journey toward good health, it seemed like I had more demotivating days than days when I was excited. As for now and how I keep myself motivated these days and keep moving forward, well, that's what this entire episode is all about. I had to develop that one more mindset because, yeah, you know, sometimes we look for inspiration and we look for motivation in on social media or in other people. And sometimes you're just not feeling it. But it's that thing, that grit that I believe each of us have, that we have to dig deep and pull out. And sometimes a lot of us, we don't even know that we have it. So I want to encourage those of you all who are listening. You listen thus far, and I want you to keep listening. Because you see, in my story and in my situation, when I was 268 pounds, it was staggering. I was dealing with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and relying on medications to manage my chronic condition. But you know what? Fast forward to today, I am proud to say that I completely came off medications after almost 2 years. It wasn't easy. It was tough, man. I mean, it was a struggle. I had a lot going on. I felt demotivated sometimes because I would get on the scale and I focused so much on the scale. And I'm like, man, I've only lost half a pound, or I gained a pound, or man, I ate good the other night. Why am I feeling so bloated? Why am I looking so heavy? It just seemed like the fat on my body would not go away. I mean, I would look in the mirror every day and I didn't see changes right away. But I just had to picture myself with a different mindset. I had to picture myself with a different body, with the body that I wanted. I didn't want to be overweight. So I had to stop thinking of myself as being overweight, and I had to change my thinking. It didn't happen overnight. So I want to share with you how I overcame the I quit mindset. Because you know what? In order to develop the one more mindset, you have to deal with reality. And the reality is sometimes we feel a lack of motivation. We feel uninspired and we just feel like quitting. So we have to understand where we are. And many of us, we're at that place where, man, I'm just at that I quit place in my life and on this journey. So let's talk about overcoming the I quit mentality and mindset. You know, lately I've been running more. I mean, outside running, whether it's on the street or trail running. But as an adult, you know, early on, I used to hate running. I mean, I had pain in my knees. My legs just felt like they were going to give out. I was getting tired too quickly. I was out of breath after 5 minutes or less sometimes. I couldn't even run a mile, let alone a quarter mile or half a mile. My legs weren't strong enough, folks. My lungs felt like they were going to collapse. And the struggle was real. I had that give up mentality, and I had given up so much that I got used to stopping short of my goals. I mean, you know, I would see like, whoa, okay, I have, you know, a mile to run. And I'm like, man, a mile is just too much. I can't do it. So I got used to just stopping and walking. Now, I'm not saying if you're starting your journey, you know, running and you stop short to catch your breath, there's nothing wrong with stopping. But I got so used to stopping and not picking back up the pace, not picking back up running. So, you know, my mentality was, well, at least I tried. You know, that was my mentality. At least I tried. So lately, I have picked up more running. You know, I go to the gym every day, and that's, you know, been what, 2 years now. And I love going to the gym. I go to the gym pretty much 5-6 days a week, sometimes 7. So I work out. But it was now tackling me going outside, especially in the middle of the summer. Man, you're talking about being out there in 85 and 90 degree weather. It's like, oh my gosh. So I had to challenge myself, and I wanted to challenge myself to do more running. You know, I had the running shoes, you know, I have the running outfit. So there was no excuses. You know, I have the Apple Watch to help me to keep track of my fitness. I have the music going. I have everything I need. But in order for me to run more, I had to actually just start. And I downloaded the Nike Running Club app. You know, there's a guy who I ran into while out walking one day. And he's a personal fitness trainer. And he was telling me about the Nike Running Club and how there's a coach that's talking to you while you're running and motivating you. So I was like, let me give this a try. So let me back up. So I remember I mentioned that it was hard for me to run a mile. Now, this was years ago. Now, fast forward to now, I've run a 5K, not an official 5K run or race, but I've been doing it on my own. But I wanted to add more structure to my running. You know, 5K is basically just over 3 miles. But I remember, you know, trying to lead up to running 3 miles, you know, whether it's flat surface or hilly or whatnot, it was just tough. But I had to, you know, psych myself up, if you will, and let myself know that I can do it. But in order for me to run that 5K or those 3 miles, I had to get used to running half a mile. I had to get used to running a mile. Then that 1 mile turned into another mile. So you probably know where I'm going with this. So yes, I used to hate running. I love running now. Is it tough going out there pounding the pavement? Yes. But when I was overweight, it was hard for me to run because there was inflammation in my knees. My legs were hurting all the time. And it was just really a struggle. But the more and more I started losing weight, the more healthier I became, the more lung capacity that I had, the more lung strength that I had, my heart was getting stronger. It became easier and easier, but it took me running one more minute, one more mile in order to achieve my results. Now, my goal now is to run 10 kilometers, which is basically over 6 miles nonstop. So I know I can do it. It's been a journey, but let me say this. If you're thinking about for yourself, maybe you're not trying to run a 10K or even 5 miles or 5K rather, but you just want to exercise more. You know, you may be thinking that, hey, this is really tough right now. I get it. So keep this in mind. If you're used to thinking a certain way, you will most likely live your life based on how you think. So let me say that again. If you're used to thinking a certain way, you will most likely live your life based on how you think. So remember earlier I said I had gotten used to giving up or falling short, if you will, of my goals. And rather than pick back up on my goals, I just gave up. I just quit and never returned. But then one day something switched. So I want that to be for you, the opportunity that you take to make the switch. So today, my friend, is your day to make the switch. Now, picture this. You're on a treadmill. You're gasping for breath. Your lungs are burning. And that little voice in your head says, you've done enough. Quit. Go home. Pick up some cookies on the way home and treat yourself. You deserve it. But what if instead you pushed yourself when that voice starts speaking into your ears? What if you push yourself to go one more minute? That extra mile might be the breakthrough you've been waiting for. The extra calorie burn, that increase in endurance, the mental strength that propels you forward. You know, when I was wanting to start running more outdoors, I started in the gym. I would get on the treadmill. And I remember running for 20 minutes. The program that I was on said to run for 20 minutes on the treadmill. And I looked at that for the first time. And I was like, there's no way that I can do 20 minutes on a treadmill, let alone outdoors. So, but I stepped up to the challenge. And I remember, like, man, every minute just looking at my watch and looking at the countdown, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have 18 more minutes to go. And, you know, but I remember, okay, I need to stop looking at my watch. I need to focus on something in the gym. At this time, I think there was a window that I can look out of. And so I just focused on the trees. And one little part of the trees And I just kept saying to myself, I'm focused. I'm motivated. I'm dedicated. Keep moving. So I just kept telling myself, I'm focused. I'm dedicated. I'm motivated. Keep moving. I'm focused. I'm dedicated. I'm motivated. Keep moving. So I had to keep talking to myself. And before you know it, I hit the 20-minute mark. And it felt great to accomplish that. In my body, I felt gassed, but I did it. So again, imagine this now. What if you're sitting at the dinner table and you're contemplating whether or not to eat something unhealthy, like an unhealthy snack, or to stick to your healthy eating plan? It's so tempting to give up, right? It's so tempting to give in. But what if you challenge yourself to choose one more day of eating healthy? That one more day could lead to a week, a month, and even a year of healthy eating habits that will transform your life. It's no different than being on the treadmill and running one more minute, running one more mile. When everything inside you tells you you don't have enough, go ahead and quit. So keep this in mind. One more. If you can do one more day, you can get closer to achieving your results. One more mile, one more minute, one more rep. If you're doing bicep curls, let's say, one more push-up. Yeah, your program may call for you to do, let's say, 5 push-ups or 10 push-ups, but start developing that mindset that, you know what, I'm going to do one more. Just do one more set. Do one more rep. Again, that one more mentality and mindset starts with you literally just starting. Don't wait till next week and say, okay, well, I'm going to do one more rep next week. But for right now, I'm just going to stick to these 5 reps. You know, just try it now. Try it. Okay, now let's talk about small victories and celebrating those small victories. Let's not forget the power of small victories and small wins. When I embarked on my own journey, I made a commitment to read one more book on health and nutrition, even when I felt overwhelmed with information. It could have been an audio book or a physical book or maybe even an article. I would read one more article. I would read one more blog post. I would read one more book. I would listen to one more book on Audible or what have you. That mentality of doing one more help fuel my passion for understanding nutrition and nutrition science. You know, that extra book opened up a world of knowledge and possibilities for me. It sparked for me and ignited in me the fire to take control of my own health. You see, when I was first diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I had never heard about sending it into remission. My doctor never even mentioned it. Nobody ever mentioned it. When I was in the hospital, nobody ever mentioned it. They just kept telling me, okay, you're going to have to live on medication for the rest of your life. But it wasn't until I started educating myself about type 2 diabetes and living healthy that I came across more and more studies of people who were reversing type 2 diabetes and sending it into remission. So for me, it was a small victory to learn more. It was a small victory to apply the things that I was learning. And so I started celebrating those small victories because I would learn something and put it into practice, learn something and then put it into practice. So my friend, I want to share some practical advice for developing that one more mindset on your personal journey. You know, it starts with acknowledging that each small step counts and that it's worth celebrating every tiny victory along the way. Now, first, remember the power of one more minute. I've been mentioning it throughout this podcast. Remember, one more minute. When you're tempted to give up during a workout or a challenging task, tell yourself, just one more minute. Again, just one more minute. Often, that extra push will unlock new levels of strength you didn't know you had. Now, again, I want you to be safe. I'm not telling you to push yourself beyond your limits because we all have limitations. That's the reality. But I want you to stretch yourself. I want you to challenge yourself to one more minute. You know, listen, There's some exercises that I do that calls for me to do some high intensity aerobic exercises, like what's called side to side up down shuffles, where you're running from side to side and you get down almost like you're doing a squat, and then you push out and you kick your legs out and jump back up and go to the next side. Yeah, doing that for a minute takes a lot out of you. But I remember starting off with doing it for 30 seconds. And I'm like, okay, when it said for me now to do it for 45 seconds, I was like, oh my gosh, that just seems like a lot. But I would go and I was like, okay, I'm going to keep doing it one more time. And before you know it, I'm up to doing it for a minute and not feeling as tired and gassed and just out of breath like I used to. Okay, next, I want you to begin embracing the power of one more mile. Whether you're walking, running, or cycling, maybe even swimming, when you feel like calling it quits, challenge yourself to go one more mile. You get what I'm saying? It's powerful how the human body can surprise us when we refuse to give in and quit. It's that one more mile. Think about it. If you're outside running or you're riding your bike and your legs are tired, if you build on that one more mentality that we talked about a few moments ago, that one more minute can turn into several minutes, can turn into five more minutes, that five more minutes turn into 10 minutes, and it will help fuel you to go one more mile. So embrace the power of one more mile. Hey, you've accomplished 1 mile today. Work on getting and building yourself up to doing the next mile. And you can do it, folks. Trust me. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. One more day of healthy eating. Let's talk about that. You know, when you have that mentality of, you know what, I'm going to go for one more day of eating healthy and making healthier choices, it's going to make a big difference. You see, when you're faced with a temptation or some setbacks, remind yourself that you have the power to make one more day of making better choices that will benefit your body and your future. Trust me, I know how it is. The weekend comes and you want to go for that cheat meal and you're like, you know what? I've been doing great for the last, you know, week or so, and I'm just going to have this cheat, quote unquote, cheat meal. But you know what? Think about it. Is this the time for you to actually give in to the cheat meal and just go all ham and just eat whatever you want and stuff yourself and then feel bloated and feel like, oh my gosh, very bad or very poorly the next day, or even going into the weekend, just like, oh my gosh, this is just so bad. Is it really worth it? So again, develop that one more day mentality when it comes to eating healthy and making healthy eating choices. And let's not forget the importance of rest. You know, I remember I used to go to bed roughly around 2 a.m. every night, no matter what, religiously, whether or not I had work in the morning or not, whether or not it was a weekend. My habit was just getting 4 hours of sleep a night. And every day without fail, I felt terrible. I felt weak, and I just got used to just getting 4 hours of sleep. But you know what, folks? The importance of getting rest and adequate rest, I can't stress enough. You know, sleep is essential for your overall health and managing type 2 diabetes and other health conditions. You know, a lot of people don't prioritize sleep. That was me. Because you know what? Guess what? Life happens and we get so busy and we get home from work and then we start, let's say, watching television or doing all other stuff, helping the kids out with their homework, or I don't know, you know how your life is, and you know, you don't prioritize getting enough sleep. And so you get used to just staying up late and getting up early the next day. And it just becomes like, okay, well, I need the energy. So let me get some coffee loaded with a bunch of caffeine and sugar. Or you drink this energy drink and you just are going on fumes and operating on fumes every day, every day, every day. And you think that that's good because you're managing. I don't want you to just be managing. I want you to optimize your health, and it will require you getting more sleep and proper sleep. Now, Studies have shown that it's important to get at least 6 to 8 hours of good quality sleep. If you can get up to 9 hours, that would be great. So sometimes it's going to require you not watching television during the week, or at least watching it earlier in the week. You're going to have to, you know, not eating sugary foods and drinking sugary drinks late at night, because that's just going to keep you wired up and make it hard for you to fall asleep and so forth. And you want to get to the point where you don't need sleep aids. Some of you may be struggling with poor sleep, sleep apnea, and so forth. And you may need to see a professional. And I get it. But overall, I want you to improve the quality of your sleep. I had gotten to the point where it's like, you know what? I need structure. So I started saying, okay, at 12 o'clock, that's my cutoff no matter what. Then I said, okay, I need to back that up and make 11 p.m. at night my cutoff. And so that started working. And I said, you know what? I'm getting better at that. I'm getting better sleep. So now I make 10 o'clock my absolute time, where it's like, okay, I'm getting in bed at 10 o'clock. So I build my life around that clock, if you will, or that schedule, so I can get to bed at a decent time. Now there are times when I may go to bed at 11 o'clock, but that is not my habit. My goal is to get to bed by 10 o'clock every night. And then I'll get up, let's say around 6 o'clock in the morning or 7, depending on what I have going on the next day and so forth. So again, remember I mentioned about the one more minute, the one more mile, the one more day. And I didn't mention this, but let me say it now. I want you to commit to getting one more hour of sleep each night. So if you're getting 4, work on getting 5. If you're getting 5, work on getting 6. You get my point. The point is to prioritize your self-care and create an environment that promotes a restful night's sleep. There's so many tools that you can implement to help you to get a good night's sleep, you know, like turning the lights out early, you know, creating the atmosphere, making your home or your bedroom a little cooler so that it's not so hot at night and so forth. You know, trust me, if you start implementing these things that I'm telling you specifically concerning sleep, you're going to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day, folks. Remember, I told you earlier, I've been running a lot more outdoors and so forth. Well, now I've been able to get up in the morning. I run for about 20, 25 minutes, you know, come back, shower up. And this is during the summer. I'll go ahead and make breakfast, get myself going, head on to work, and then hit the gym in the afternoon. So it's like I have so much energy. And that's because I've been prioritizing sleep and, of course, eating healthier every day. So, my friend, I hope these practical tips inspire you to embrace that one more mindset and incorporate it into your own personal journey towards improved health and lasting weight loss. Remember, it's not about perfection. It's about progress and persistence. So, before we wrap up, I want to leave you with this. My friend, you are capable of achieving incredible things, powerful things. The journey that you're on may be challenging, but with the power of one more and having that one more mindset, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have the ability within you to transform your own life. You don't need somebody having to motivate you every second of the day. You can keep pushing yourself forward one step at a time, one more day, one more pound loss, until you reach your goals. Yes, it's going to be hard. There are going to be some days where you don't feel motivated. Trust me, I know that. Been there, done that. But you can keep pushing. I want you to keep pushing. Go one more day, go one more hour, one more minute, one more second, one more mile, one more quarter mile, one more hour of sleep. You got it, my friend. I know you can do it. So that's it for today's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast. If you found value in this discussion, I want you to share it with somebody. You know, the person that you love, who needs encouragement, I'm pretty sure they can benefit as well. And remember, you're not alone in this, my friend. This journey doesn't have to be carried out alone. We're in this together. So let's support each other. Let's encourage each other to take one more step every day and each step of the way. So until next time, and as always, stay focused, keep moving, never go back, leap forward, bounce back because you can, my friend. And above all else, yes, trust God. You got this. I believe in you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with Oscar Camejo. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for motivational and educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a physician or other healthcare professional or qualified fitness instructor. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or professional advice or services. If you're looking for help on your journey, seek a qualified medical practitioner. It's important that you utilize someone who is a trained, licensed healthcare professional who can help you on your journey toward good health.